we made a very strong case to the leadership at Johnson & Johnson that there's no disease that's in a bigger unmet need right now worldwide than lung cancer in terms of a holistic cross-sector solution.
So you were kind of whispering in their ear and saying, hey, do lung cancer first.
I think I was more than whispering. I may have been yelling a little bit. At the time, as a physician on the front lines, I was seeing day in and day out what this disease was doing to my patients, to their families, to society, to the world. And I felt this was a disease more than any other in need of a new approach, transformative innovation. I couldn't imagine any company in the world that could do it the way J&J could, given that it had medical devices and pharmaceuticals under the same umbrella.
Leadership listened. With the support of Dr. Bill Hite, who was the global head of external innovation at the time, the Lung Cancer Initiative at Johnson & Johnson was formed in 2018, and Avi became the global head. Since then, he's assembled a diverse team from inside and outside the company.
Yeah, I call it the dream team that we've been able to put together, and that's because I think it's relatively unique to have deep, deep expertise in medical devices alongside very deep expertise in pharmaceuticals all under one roof. So what that allows us to do is really put together a multidisciplinary group of scientists, clinicians, all the support staff that one would need to go out and create unique solutions that were previously unimagined for this disease.
In the 4 years since the Lung Cancer Initiative was formed, Avi's team has been working to address the two biggest unmet needs along the patient journey. Think about a robotic bronchoscope that could make it easier to tell if a growth or spot on someone's lung is cancerous or not.
So it's an endoscope that goes through your mouth or nose that's robotically controlled and can snake its way out in a relatively non-invasive way all the way out to previously unreachable parts of your lung.
Once this bronchoscope reaches the distant part of the lung, it can take a small sample of the growth to test for cancer cells. But there's more to the vision of the Lung Cancer Initiative at Johnson & Johnson.
We are excited to use this robotic bronchoscope to not only go out and diagnose lung cancer earlier, which was that first unmet need, but in that procedure also to treat the lung cancer by injecting a drug or energy directly into it through the bronchoscope and having a less invasive, more precise way of treating and more effectively treating that disease.
It's very exciting to hear that one day in the future, you may be able to treat within a tumor, known as intratumoral therapy. And we hope Dr. Spira will come back again to tell us about additional progress made.